Some people who have been able to buy a car have been making a special effort to avoid hitting deer. According to the insurance industry, roughly 1 million American drivers crash into deer every year. The collisions cause $1 billion in damage and injure thousands of people, not to mention many deer. Your best defense is just driving carefully, but some drivers put their faith in a gadget called a deer whistle. NPR's Chris Arnold has a demonstration.
Deer whistles emit high-pitched sounds, both within and above the human range of hearing. When you blow through one, it sounds like this. So you put this little whistle on the outside of your car, and when you drive, the wind blows through it, making the sound. That supposedly wards off deer, but since the odds are that you're probably not going to hit one anyway, it's kind of tough to tell if it's working. Still, a lot of people swear by their deer whistles. In rural Hudson Falls, New York, the local town judge, Michael Feeder, points to the grill of his SUV where he's glued a little one-inch plastic deer whistle.
Absolutely, I think it works. I used to commute 33 miles one way to work every day. I've never hit a deer.
The local sporting goods shop here sells a lot of deer whistles. Feeder got his from his State Farm auto insurance agent, and he's glad he has it. Feeder says one evening he was driving on a country road when he suddenly saw a group of three deer walking towards the edge of the pavement right in front of him.
It was right around dusk, easy time to not be able to see a deer. They blend in very easily. These three turned and looked. It was in unison. It was, you know, it was like somebody said, hey, over here, and they all stopped and turned as I approached.
Feeder is convinced that the deer heard his whistle and that if it hadn't caught their attention, they would have walked in front of his truck and he would have crashed into them. Feeder wrote a thank you letter to the company that makes the Save a Deer brand whistle that he uses. Michael Livingston runs that deer whistle business with his father.
Usually they freeze alongside the road. I've seen them run away from the cars. I've seen them just stand there and look at you. I've seen them perk their ears.
But others think that perking their ears or standing still or running sounds pretty much like normal deer behavior. Tim Lawhern is a hunter education administrator for the state of Wisconsin. While working on a degree in wildlife ecology, Lawhern did a small study on deer whistles. He approached various species of deer and elk at a deer farm and blew three different kinds of deer whistles at them to gauge their response.
None. Zero. Zip, nada, zilch.
That is with the exception of one male elk, which people also drive into, but much less frequently.
We're watching the reactions of the deer, or lack thereof, I should say, and then all of a sudden this bull elk in an enclosure charged the fence and snorted and actually broke one of the boards that was on the fence trying to get at us. But none of the other deer, no matter how close, no matter how far away we were, reacted to those.
Lawhern also said he found that automobiles all by themselves emit sounds at much the same frequencies as many deer whistles. Likewise, the chief scientist for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says there is no evidence that deer whistles work. Still, lots of people, even within big companies, seem to believe in them. State Farm insurance agents hand out thousands of deer whistles to car owners, and some police departments and major delivery companies use them.
Lots of extra mayonnaise, fried French fries, and pickles.
Back in rural Hudson Falls, New York, truck driver Blade Howard is having lunch at the local diner. He says he's got all the proof he needs that his deer whistle works.
I never hit a deer. And I've seen them, and I know it catches their attention.
Howard says the question comes down to who are you going to trust, some scientists who did a couple of small studies, or people in rural areas like him who drive around deer, hunt deer, and know deer. And without more research, his opinion just might be as good as anyone else's. Chris Arnold, NPR News.